Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. I'm Tim with Ed, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, everybody.
How you doing?
I'm having to down some soda and a cookie. My blood sugar is going a little low, so I'm trying to avoid a coma in the studio. So,
we appreciate that.
Yeah, I thought you would.
So you regulate that with
sugar.
With sugar, okay.
Yeah, your blood sugar goes low, you eat sugar. Your blood sugar goes high, you stop eating sugar.
Yeah.
Pretty simple formula.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about, excuse me for yawning there. This show is not that boring. I don't know what happened there, but anyway.
When you got to yawn, there's no stopping it.
And it usually impacts everybody else around you, doesn't
that's
it?
That's right.
If you see somebody yawning, you start yawning too. And why is
I'm
that happening?
I don't know, because I'm about to start yawning now. I wasn't looking at you when you
were
yawning.
It doesn't happen with sneezing. It just
no, I don't know. What there's probably some... I'm sure there's some psychological connection there.
Maybe your brain says, I could use a good yawn and stuff.
What is the purpose, the biological purpose of yawning? Are you
of letting people know to stop talking because they're boring?
That's a good point.
Yeah. This is really boring. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Some people say your brain needs oxygen or something. Okay. I don't know.
It's like saying you're boring without saying you're boring.
Yes.
All right, so I wanted, before we jump into what Steve's going to start with, Steve, you were bringing this up at our show prep meeting this morning. President Trump spoke yesterday in public outside.
Right? Yes.
But was that the first time since
first outside
attempted assassination?
That's correct, and he was standing behind some bulletproof glass in front behind him.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. I don't know why you wouldn't have done that, in the past, but... Certainly, they're going to be doing that every time.
Well, I don't think a president's been in a convertible since JFK. So,
can I ask a question? Have they? Has there been any further progress on finding out why?
Wesley Crooks, is that where you're going with this?
I just want the
assassination attempt.
Assassination attempt. It just dropped off the.
Think there's so much news every day. It's just inevitably.
The conspiracy theorists among us, and I might count myself as one of these, says there's been some very strange goings on. The Thomas Crooks' body was given up to his family and cremated like a couple of weeks ago.
It was very quickly.
Yep. They say they can't get into his encrypted phone. You mean a 21-year-old or 20-year-old kid has stumped?
Well, no. Now I thought the same thing at first, but I talked to some people who are tech savvy, and they said what probably happened is he probably downloaded an app, a third-party app, that, and some of those are extremely difficult to crack, even for government. So okay.
Last thing on this is there are just too many. It's impossible for even a government agency to be that incompetent.
No, I agree. Something's going on here. Listen, the amount of secrecy. I was watching a little video about. Remember the Las Vegas shooting?
Yeah.
Back in 2017.
Yep.
There's still stuff that nobody's telling us about why people. So I want to know why Thomas Crooks did this, and nobody's saying anything.
The only 20-year-old in the world without a social media footprint.
Yeah, I want to know, does this kid actually have encrypted bank accounts overseas? I don't know.
Tim, is that why you brought this up? To talk about
Crooks? Well, no, basically I was talking about the bulletproof shielding.
Yeah.
It's clear the shielding I'm talking about, if that's what you call it, bulletproof, what do you call it? I call it shielding.
Like plexiglass
or
something.
Yeah, but that he was surrounded. Well, not completely surrounded, but at least front and side he was covered yesterday. And I guess that'll be the norm going forward.
Is that an admission by the Secret Service that we just can't do our job correctly? We got to put this guy in bulletproof glass?
No, I don't think this necessarily says that. It's just another layer of protection that you would use, just like the Pope, you know, does, the Pope Mobile.
Right.
And that happened after John Paul II was attempted assassination.
Right.
So every time something like that happens, again, the convertible, no president's been in a convertible since John Kennedy was assassinated. They improve, I think.
Well, I think the world changed after JFK was assassinated in terms of presidents being exposed to the public. Because you look back at that now and you go, how in the world?
Well, that's what we're going to be saying about Butler, Pennsylvania. In 20 years.
Yeah, but it wasn't uncommon. I'm talking about prior to JFK's assassination, for presidents to be exposed publicly.
Back in the day, the White House, someone could walk up to the White House, knock on the door, and talk to the president. I'm talking about Buchanan and
Early
1800s, yeah.
Yeah, it was a different world. Well, you see how the John Wilkes Booth got into the Ford Theater to assassinate.
To the president's box where he's watching.
Yeah, got all the way up to the president's box. So the security must not have been that tight.
Well, I think
according to the movie, the guy was having a drink at the bar next door.
Oh, is that right?
That's several movies. Yeah, that's one of the assertions is.
Anyway, I was just asking if there's been anything new. I just have not heard anything. It's just dropped off the off the screen.
The guy that I listen to that is seemingly the most plugged in is the name just escaped me. Let me look. He's a former Secret Service agent. He's got a lot of Dan Bongino got a lot of sources in there. Now I will say that often sometimes when he gets excited, his show uses some very coarse language.
Right.
So I'm not recommending you listen to it or you send your kids there for the latest, but he is very well informed. And as he says, always what he says seems to be true. And he usually gets it out about 2 weeks before the regular media does.
Yeah.
All right. Next topic.
All right. The name Robbie Starbuck has been come across the news quite a bit lately. And it started with when it was John Deere was the first, one of the first.
Tractor Supply, wasn't it?
I think it was after.
Okay.
Anyway, he's finding companies that are being woke, and companies, what he's targeting is companies whose customers likely don't agree with the woke. So in the case of Tractor Supply, where they were putting their data into the corporate index of the gay
corporate lobby. Equality index, the human rights campaign,
and people who buy tractors and farm equipment and everything generally are not they're not that woke. And
right.
So he has targeted several companies, and the latest one is Jack Daniels, the bourbon maker in Kentucky,
because Harley Davidson has flipped now as well.
Harley Davidson, Sturgis is the in what state is it?
Is it Missouri?
No,
South Dakota.
South Dakota is one of the largest motorcycle gatherings of the year. It's the Harley Davidson and the bikers and the Hells Angels and all these people get together. It's not a family friendly event, but all the biker the bike companies go there because they want their customers there.
Right.
The Harley Davidson tent was almost empty. And a lot of because Robbie Starbuck had pointed some stuff out, so they did make some changes. But this is what Jack Daniels is going to be doing. They are ending their participation in HRC's Corporate Equality Index. They're going to have their employees and executive bonuses and compensation goals tied to business performance, not to DEI.
Hmm.
They're going to end quantitative workforce and supplier diversity ambitions, and they're going to cut woke trainings.
So are you recommending that I stop boycotting Jack Daniels? Because I don't drink it. So
You can still here's what you can do. In celebration of this, why don't you have a Jack and Coke, a virgin Jack and Coke?
All right.
I'm Jack not sure. Daniels and Coke without
what is
the
that?
Jack Daniels.
What's a Jack and Coke, a virgin Jack and Coke?
Okay, Jack.
How do you do that?
Jack, apparently one of the drinks that Jack Daniels is, you put Jack Daniels in some Coca-Cola here.
Yeah, that's still got alcohol though, right?
Well, yeah, it does. So what you do, but when you do a virgin drink, it's the drink without the virgin. So a virgin daiquiri would be all the ice and the thing without
Steve.
The alcohol.
I was just kidding. And you're giving me an actual recipe.
I thought you might not know.
I thought a virgin drink was a drink without alcohol.
It is. Then so what I'm saying, if you have a virgin Jack and Coke, it's just Coke.
Okay.
Right.
Coke.
Yeah, I understand. That's what I thought, but I just wanted to make sure.
You can have a Coke and say
have a Coke.
And say it's a virgin Jack and Coke.
Yes. Okay,
you can start teaching the world to sing. You know what I'm saying?
In perfect harmony.
In perfect harmony, that's right.
Go ahead, Steve.
All right. An interesting thing happened the other day at the convention. ABC has a booth there, and they were interviewing the Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo. Now, she's in charge of the economy and the climate here. You might remember yesterday we heard early in the morning that the federal government had to revise down the number of job creations by about 818,000 jobs less.
Right.
The biggest reduction
since
maybe
2009.
Ever. Maybe since
right after the big bubble about burst.
So it looks like the Biden administration was putting out a whole bunch of numbers that weren't accurate.
Right.
So they wanted to ask Gina Raimondo about this. Now remember, this is the Commerce Secretary who's in charge of
commerce
and hiring and that kind of stuff in this country. Listen to what she said. Cut 11.
Donald Trump is already addressing this on the campaign trail. Let's take a listen to that one together.
The administration padded the numbers with an extra, listen to this one, 818,000 jobs that don't exist. So they said they existed, and they never did exist. They built them up so that they could say what a wonderful job they're doing.
So when you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
Isn't the Bureau of Labor under the Commerce Department?
I think it is. And yes, it is. And they were put out hours before this interview. She knew. I'm just
either that
throw it
or
out
she
there.
Was having a non-virgin Jack and Coke or something, and just she was
all morning.
Is she a close friend of Karine Jean-Pierre's? Because that sounded like verbatim. They went to the same public relations school.
Yeah, she would refer you, Tim, to the Commerce Department. Right. Oh, that's right. I'm over the Commerce Department.
That's what Karine Jean-Pierre is known for, is referring when she has a question she doesn't want to answer that buttonholes her on an issue related to Biden or Harris. She's a press spokesperson for those who don't know.
She will
say, I don't have all the information on that. I will refer you to, and then she gives you a 3-letter agency, which if you call over there, you get put on hold and listen to elevator music.
Yes, that's
so
right.
You never get an answer. Now, Jen Psaki, the former press secretary for Biden in the first year or so, she was known for circle back.
Yeah, I'll circle back to you.
Right, which is another non-answer. Circle back means I'll circle back is intended to say I'll get that information and get back to you.
Yeah, but it won't be publicly.
Won't be publicly, and I may never, because I've got to circle back again tomorrow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so she was well known for that. And then Karine Jean-Pierre has her own, signature answer, and that is, I will refer you to.
Yes.
And also she says, I want to be very clear.
Yeah.
I want to be very clear, and then she goes ahead and muddies up everything.
Yes.
Kamala Harris has her own things in terms of, for example. I can hear the call from Jen Psaki when she's circling back. Hello, reporter. I told you never to ask me those questions.
Not in public.
By the way, just on that 818,000 job revision, the Commerce Department released that in the middle of the Democrat National Convention. Now, why? I've been hearing this. The Biden administration has been jacking up the numbers. They've been reporting numbers to make their economy look really good. That's one thing they have been bragging about is the economy. Well, now they're gunning up to an election. Inflation is kind of taking over. And these numbers will spark the Fed into lowering interest rates. sooner, which will infuse some more cash into the economy, which will make us artificially look like we're healthier than we are because, well, there's an election coming up.
Right. Now, I'm not saying the Republicans don't do the same thing. You certainly, this close to an election, you certainly don't want information coming out that that pops the balloon you've blown up to pretend like things are going well.
Unless
when there's a
good reason to pop it, which I think in this case I'm hearing there may be.
Yep.
The rumor is we're going to hear from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. tomorrow. He said he's going to be making a speech in Arizona, in Phoenix. Just so happens that President Trump is going to be in Glendale, which is a suburb of Phoenix, tomorrow night. And according to NBC News, they say they have confirmed through two independent sources that Robert F. Kennedy is going to end his presidential campaign and endorse Donald Trump. His voters, they say he was taking, as a third-party candidate, more votes away from Donald Trump than he was from Kamala Harris. So he's going to join the Trump train. What do you think?
This is one of those things that could shake up the race. Not having a third-party candidate in the mix, and I guess nobody would know off, you know, at the beginning, I mean, before the election, how much of an impact he could have. I always thought that third-party candidates can, even if they only get 1% of the vote, can turn elections. I think the Green Party, for example, may have given the 2000 election to George W. Bush, taking enough votes away from Al Gore in Florida in 2000 to turn the election. And so some people argue the same thing about the 2016 election. So to have someone like RFK Jr. endorse Trump. Now, as far as I know, RFK Jr. would be doing this not because he's necessarily all in on everything that Trump is promising to do, but because RFK Jr. And his running mate, Nicole Shanahan, I think, are so disappointed in the Democratic Party. They do not want Harris Walls to win. So
Tim,
we'll see.
The word is that he's going to be getting some kind of a position in the Trump administration for this. That's the rumor out there. I don't know if it's true, but if so, where do you think he'd go?
We're talking about RFK Jr.
RFK Jr.
Yeah. If he endorses Trump, and then if Trump wins, does he get a cabinet level position? Because that would be the only thing he would accept. Maybe Surgeon General?
Yeah,
he's not a doctor.
Health and Human Services.
Health and Human Services. Yeah.
He's an attorney. So
yeah,
well, he's sued big pharmaceutical companies. He'd probably go after them.
Yeah,
or head of CIA. Because he has said, I don't know if I said.
What does he do first day walk in? And I want to know who killed my uncle.
Well, he says. He believes it was the CIA.
He said that out loud
on the Joe Rogan podcast I listened to. Anyway,
I don't know. If RFK Jr. does endorse Trump, drop out and endorse Trump, then and that is in return for a maybe it's unsaid or unspoken, but you know, maybe they haven't. Maybe that's not in terms of any kind of agreement. But he is offered a job. It would have to be something substantial, I think, for him to take it and, you know, go to work, so to speak, for the federal government.
Just like Vivek Ramaswamy would be great, putting him in charge of draining the swamp. Mm-hmm. Somebody like that, who has a vision and a passion for doing that change.
Infrastructure drains?
Well, I think Trump probably should tell Vivek, if Trump wins and Vivek Ramaswamy is, you know, available, Trump would probably do well to say, hey, I'm giving you the position I used to have at my show, and that is you're to go around and tell people you're fired.
You're fired.
And Vivek Ramaswamy would probably fire all the, find all the deep state folks that he could and fire them all.
So he'd be Secretary of Apprentice.
So to speak.
He would do it with great energy. That guy looks like he's got unlimited energy.
All right, next story, Steve.
All right, let's go across the pond a little bit. In England, there was a British woman who was arrested. Her name is Isabel von Spruce. She was standing outside of an abortion clinic in Birmingham,
across England, the street, right?
Across the street, silently praying, head bowed, silently praying. The police walked up to her and said, "What are you doing?" "I'm praying." "You can't do that here," and they arrested her. Well, she has won in a court case. She has received £13,000. That's about $17,000. And the lawyers, and by the way, this was Alliance Defending Freedom UK that took the case, saying it's an admission that they never should have made that arrest.
Not in a country that's supposed to be free.
What do you charge her with?
I think they charged her with violating public space protection order.
Listen,
it's kind of vague. That's about the vaguest.
It would be like the Face
Act. Law I've ever heard of.
It's their version of the Face Act.
Okay. It's all about protecting abortion.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's good news.
Yeah.
Right?
Good for her. It's not much of a payday, though.
$17,000?
Yeah.
She's head of the UK March for Life, so I'm sure that a lot of that money is going to be going into March for Life. So, all right.
Are we out of stories?
No. I got more.
Oh, you got tons of stories.
Okay, go.
All right. Let's talk about there's a new Chick-fil-A they got, and they're building it. It's in the Atlanta area.
That's where Chick-fil-A started.
It is.
In Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. And it's a two-story building. There are no dine-in seats. It is four drive-through lanes. And they have new technology where every 6 seconds they can deliver food from upstairs in the kitchen to downstairs in the drive-through lanes. And they have every 6 seconds.
Wow.
And so it's a elevated drive-through restaurant. It's a sophisticated conveyor belt system that streamlines food delivery by quickly moving the meal from the elevated kitchen above the team member on the ground below. It can bring food down every 6 seconds. So,
do they deliver that food with pleasure?
It's their pleasure to deliver the food.
They always
good one, Ed.
My pleasure. It is.
Good one.
My pleasure.
I think they're already very fast.
Yeah.
They've got it down to science. If you've ever been, they have two drive-thrus and they got team members out there taking your order, and it does.
And they are very good at getting because they'll have multiple lanes.
Yep.
And then by the time you get up to the window, because you've already paid, they're pretty good at making sure your order is the one they hand out the window.
Yeah, yeah. And they have waffle fries.
Their waffle fries are worth it.
True story. My little dog, which is a Maltese.
Champ?
Champ. He knows, when Alice and I eat on the patio, he knows when I bring home Chick-fil-A.
As opposed to McDonald's?
Yeah. I don't bring home McDonald's much, but if I bring home Olive Garden or...
So there's a particular way it smells.
There's something that triggers him about the aroma of the Chick-fil-A bag.
Do you share your food with
Well, I did make the mistake one time.
Yeah,
I think that's all
sakes.
I know.
That's a sign you have a born-again dog.
But gave him a waffle fry one time, and now, huh?
Listen, now it's bad enough that you have to share your food with your wife. Now you get to share it with your dog?
But I'm talking about it's harassment. I'll take a video of it next time.
Yeah.
It's nonstop. When we start eating on the patio, normally he doesn't care.
If
it's anything else but Chick-fil-A, he doesn't bother us. He doesn't care. But Chick-fil-A bag, he knows it's there, and he starts his...
I want to see the video. That's hilarious.
Pawing at my leg,
and
barking at me.
And is it just one and done, or is it? He comes back for seconds.
Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
All right.